Welcome to the Money and Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Nelson. My mission to empower millennial couples to make money moves that won't just improve your financial health, but strengthen your marriage as well. In this podcast, I share stories, tips, and tricks, both from my experience as a certified financial planner and from my own marriage, to help you and your spouse kick financial anxiety to the curb and use your money to create the lives you love together. Let's get started. All right, so a little housekeeping here before we dive into the main topic for today. I'll be honest with you all. You know, I sometimes like to do a little behind the scenes here as we kind of share a little bit about what's happening. I'll be honest with you in that context. I think that last week's episode was damn good. I'm really happy with how that episode came out. I think the content was good. I think that it was a good discussion. I think it was a little bit more polished than it usually is. I mentioned a few episodes back that I'm going to be putting these out as blog posts. And I'm finding that as I've gone through and laid out like the next few episodes that are going to be out in the next handful of weeks, the quality of the episodes just feels a lot better to me. I'm really excited about where this is heading. I think the content overall is just going to be better on this podcast going into next year. I'm still I think getting it right. So, I think there are still some changes and tweaks that I'm making. Like, I don't think it's like perfect yet, but I finished recording that episode. I'm actually recording this episode immediately after I recorded that last one. And I said to myself, yeah, this is good. Like, I really like the way that episode came out. However, it also was a lot longer, right? That episode is at least twice as long as most of the podcasts that I've done up until this point. And as I'm looking at the topics that we have lined up for the next handful of episodes, I think they're going to start to be even longer than that. I am expecting that these episodes are going to start to be somewhere in the 25 to 30 minute range each episode, which is cool, which is great. I'm kind of excited to try that out a little bit. What it means, though, for now is for the time being, I'm going to experiment with putting, rather than doing the weekly 10 minute episodes, I'm going to be experimenting with doing every other week longer episodes. And I'm not wedded to that format. I'm not sure how long I'm going to keep that up for. I might go back to the weekly episodes. I might like change the format up a little bit from here to there. I don't know. I'm not totally sure how this is going to go. I just wanted to share that as I was thinking about it, because I think that I am really excited. I think that if I use the same format that I did in last week's episode for the next 20, 30, 40 episodes of this podcast, I think you're going to get a lot out of it. I think you're going to get a lot more out of it than if I do the next 40, 60, 80 episodes in the same style I've done up until this point. So we're going to try that. We're going to decrease the frequency of them a little bit just to keep like, each one is going to take at least twice as much time to put together. Frankly, it's going to take a lot more than that, I think, which is good. I want to put the time into it to make them good. But I think that every other week schedule will work a little bit better with that. So that being said, if you find yourself missing this kind of rant type style that I'm about to do, that I'm about to engage in, let me know, because I'm happy to bring these back sometime too. Frankly, this type of episode that we're going to dive into now is one of my favorite types of episodes, but it's a little different. And I think I sometimes enjoy them more than people enjoy listening to them. So, but with that being said, right, the subject of today's rant is the subject of a question that I get, that I've gotten a few times. Like, I pretty consistently get this question once or twice a year from people. And it just so happens that as we're in the beginning of the year and I'm getting these questions a little bit more, it's come up a lot lately. And for longtime listeners, you know, whenever I get the same question over and over again, I'd like to record an episode on it. And to be fair, it's not even really a rant per se, as much as it is like me just kind of responding to a question for everybody. Simply put, once a year or so, a couple asked me this question that I'm about to share with you. And it is the one question that I refuse to answer for a couple. I will not answer this question if you ask me it. I could come up with a number. Like, I know how to, I mean, obviously I know how to do the math. I'm a financial planner. Like, I can come up with a number on this, but I don't, and I won't. Question is this, right? Hey, Bill, We are a young couple. We've been married a couple years, and we are starting to think about having kids. What is the impact that having a kid will have on my financial plan? What is the impact that having a kid will have on my financial plan? I'm not going to answer it. I'm just not. I'll answer more targeted questions, right, related to that. Like, if we want to talk through, like, you're having a kid, how do we prepare to build childcare into our budget? Does it make sense for one of us to quit our jobs and be a stay-at-home parent or hire a nanny or any sort of permutation of that type of question? Absolutely. I'll dive into it. But if you're married and thinking about having kids, I am not going to sit down and calculate like what the impact is of having a child on your financial plan. And here's why. Because the answer is a bad one, right? For just simply put, spoiler alert, having kids costs a lot of money, right? And the answer to the question, what is the impact on my financial plan of having a kid, is your plan is going to get a lot worse. You are going to have a lot less money when you're 65 if you have a kid or two kids or five kids than if you don't have any kids. That's the answer, right? If we look at the spreadsheets, the answer is always never have children. Or to be more accurate, I guess, like you're more morbid, right? The spreadsheets show that having kids is not a good outcome until it's time for like nursing home care. Like, if kids can help with that, that would be a good outcome for you. But you got to get to the end of your life to the point where kid like having kids might have a financial ROI for you. And by that point, there's so much money you sunk into them. It's not a good thing for your financial plan. The decision to have kids should be made responsibly, right? You want to think it through. It's good if you're married and in a stable situation, right? Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't be like prudent about those things. Of course you should, but your financial plan is not the thing that's going to tell you to have kids or not, right? That's a goal that we build into the plan, and we build your plan around. It just is, right? The point from my perspective of a financial plan is, if you want kids, to make sure that you're able to have them and provide for them and live your dream lives with them. And figuring out the ways that we can move things around to facilitate that. Right? That's the point of a financial plan. It's not to show you the impact that having kids is going to have on your financial bottom line over a 30-year time period, because it's bad. And if I show you that, it's going to be kind of scary. My best financial planner friend a few years ago, right before I had my daughter, found out that she was having twins, and I jokingly was offering to run the numbers on that for her, just as a way to tease her a little bit, and I'm not sure she appreciated that. But I, you know, like that, like that's the thing, right? It's not going to be a good impact. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Back in episode, I believe it was episode 47. Double checking right now. Yeah, episode 47. I talk a little bit about this idea of a financial plan and thinking about. Stop, like me, like most people dive into financial plans and we start focusing on the steps, right? Imagine you're building a Lego set, right? Like, put this piece here, put that piece there, right? Like, just going right into the detailed instructions, step one, step two, step three, rather than before you actually start to build, getting an idea for like, okay, before we start to follow these steps, like, what's on the front of the box? If you follow these steps, you're going to get this outcome that's on the front of the box, the picture of the Lego set on the front of the box. Like, what? Is that something you actually want to build? Is that something you actually want to implement? And if it is, then great, go ahead and do it, and we'll figure out how to do it, right? If having kids is something you really want to have happen, and you're able to, and all the different components of that, then great. We will adapt your plan such that it can become a reality. If you don't want kids, we shouldn't be running the numbers on it, right? Like, it's not a financial decision at the end of the day. It's a decision that has financial implications that we want to plan for. But don't look to the spreadsheets to tell you if you should have a kid or not, right? Nobody's ever ready to have a kid. Nobody's ever financially ready to have a kid. There are circumstances where it's easier or more doable or more prudent than others, right? You can give you, like you don't need me to figure that out. You don't. But don't like if. That's something that you want, right? That's the picture on the front of the box. We want to be building your plan to make. that happen. Don't let the numbers scare you, because they're scary. I promise. As a financial planner with a kid of my own, they're scary. There's no way around it. Anyway, that's my little rant for the day, right? What's on the front of the box of your financial plan, so to speak, right? What are the deep kind of meaningful life results you want to have from your financial plan? And then from there, we'll rearrange the numbers and pull the levers as we need to make that a reality. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Money and Marriage Podcast. If you want to learn more, you can access my favorite money exercise for free if you head to paysetterplanning.com/money and marriage. Again, that's paysetterplanning.com/money and marriage. Get your access today, and I'll see you next time.